Why does that suddenly make sense to me? All these years.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Well, welcome to the Burn and Rave Podcast.
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 I believe it is my turn to welcome them.
This is my turn.
You missed all the production meetings last week. Joe had a pile of pancakes and grits this big, and we were talking and eating and talking. Well, he was eating, I was talking.
Every fourth Friday, but this is a February without a leap year. My day.
Son of a bitch.
My day.
I can't get anything past you.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
See, I set it up so you get robbed one day, and then every 4 years, you get that one back.
And I'll never remember.
You have fucking crossed the line.
I reiterate, welcome to the Burn and Rave Podcast. I am Ryan.
And I'm...
That's Sam. I'm running things now.
You're welcome. You're welcome!
Wow.
Just kidding.
Things have changed around here.
Just kidding. But you got snarky there for a minute, and I had to take you down a few pegs.
You're the snark police, aren't you?
Oh.
You're a fucking narc. How could you be a narc? Usually, I have, a witty pun comeback. Usually verbal. You seem to like the physical comedy.
We call them 3D jokes.
Oh, you were like OG Jackass.
We now return to Jackass.
Yes, Jackass.
I guess so.
You're like the original Jackass. You're the supreme.
Let's just say thank
Jackass
God
of all.
Social media did not exist when I was a young man. And thank heavens they did not ever mandate us to wear masks, because as brazen as we were, that would have put us way over the edge, because they used to bust us if you wore a mask of any kind.
Really?
Yeah. So during this whole pandemic thing, we would have gone nuts. I mean, nuts. So it's a good thing those things. And if there was Instagram or whatever, I would definitely still be in prison.
Forgive me for misunderstanding, but when you talk about using masks, are you suggesting if you were so covered up that you would be robbing people and burglarizing everything?
No, I just remember there's always those weird goth kids wearing their weird leather masks and stuff sometimes.
Yes.
And the cops would always get busted and tell them they couldn't wear masks and
really?
Stuff around. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we never tried to wear masks. Us. Did I make it sound like it was us?
No. It sounds now like you're speaking in solidarity with the goth kids.
That's not great. Really. I just learned from them that you can't wear a mask in public. Nor can you wear a bulletproof vest in public.
I thought because of COVID and this new war that there should be bulletproof masks to protect from.
Well, I decided to just quit being a pussy and learn how to catch bullets in my teeth.
Now the masked magician will attempt one of the world's most dangerous illusions, catching a speeding bullet in his teeth.
So you go that route too if you're man enough.
It's an important skill. But then when they start coming at you fast, that's hard.
I can chew them up and shit them out faster than they can shoot them at me.
Wow. A warning. Please do not try this very dangerous trick at home.
That sounded kind of tough, huh?
That'd be a rad superhero. Seriously. Just fucking Gatling gun? Assling gun.
Hey there, America. It's me, your friend, Gatling Gary, and I got a problem.
Or did it come out the bottom of his foot?
Well, how would it come out the bottom of his foot?
I don't know. How is he going to shoot anybody with his asshole?
See, that I can believe. It's like, you know, when you're pulling...
Is someone going to aim him? He can't aim himself.
No, he can aim. He's got. I'm flexible.
Is he going to lay on his back?
Flexible.
Is he going to lay on his back?
Of course.
Then how is he going to catch the bullets being shot at him? They'd go straight up his anus.
He's quick.
He's going to move his face in front of his anus to catch a bullet, then lay back and shoot that bullet right back out of his anus in the opposite direction.
You are not understanding this vision.
Well, I got this gun, and I even got this little bitch gun.
All of these bullets.
Out correctly.
Okay, let me be clear. Okay, the castle is being stormed. School is being stormed.
Paint a picture for me.
Here comes a guy with a giant machine gun, okay? Astling gun is waiting. The guy goes, starts just fucking firing bullets, right? Astling gun is just catching them all. Just catching all the bullets, okay? Guy runs out of bullets. Astling gun bends over, does a fucking little downward dog, and just fucking kills
him.
That's how it works. Just recycles.
That is handy if there is exactly one attacker with one gun. What I'm thinking is if there's multiple attackers firing from multiple angles, you need to be on your feet so you can pivot. And you want to be firing back at the same time. You don't want to get a mouthful of bullets, lay down, shoot, get up, lay, get a mouthful of bullets. You want to be able to just take them in, turn them around, take them in, turn them around, take them in.
Okay.
Let us have some coffee in the morning and we may shoot a shit.
Well, we're still workshopping this Marvel character.
Maybe just a steel tube that like is shaped like a U.
Oh.
Goes in your mouth.
Okay.
Pokes out your belly button. We'll just cut that little bitch out.
Smart.
So this is a metal tube, so the bullets just go.
God damn it, man. That's fucking genius. Now hold on.
Maybe some sort of a brace so it doesn't like hit your spine.
You know how when you go to the dentist, I think it needs an opening, like a wide open,
like a funnel, a like bullet a funnel.
Yes,
they're pulling more bullets.
So yes. So that and you have to, so you know which end goes where, right? So you drop the hose, mouth bullet,
dude. Like an Lexan funnel, so they can see through it. So while you're running into battle or whatnot, you can see through your funnel that's catching your bullets.
Yes,
it's brilliant. You're your own weapon.
Bulletproof.
You got this big shield that's got a hole in it, so you're fucking naval cannon can fire through, and you're just sucking up bullets.
This is just green warfare.
Changed Normandy.
It's green warfare. We're just recycling the bullets.
We don't even have to build our own guns. That's less manufacturing.
Oh my God. So we probably need something to just speed up the trajectory. I'll let you work on that. But what I just wanted to point out is I think it's genius revision from the anus to the belly button.
Look at that fucking treasure trail.
What's up with your fucking body hair, Big Shoots? You look like a 12-year-old Dutch girl.
This is so much more discreet if you had to go that way, right? You can. It's right there at like waist level. Perfect.
Play the way you face, like in soccer. Don't grab the ball and immediately try and turn around. Play the way you face. Then turn it around.
Is it possible?
Oh.
This gun has two tubes. So the bullets can go belly Either. Button or.
And then maybe.
It's like a double barrel.
Maybe with the clinch of the sphincter, it changes the valve in which way the bullets go. You know I'm flying out of randomly.
Yes, that's right.
Shoot
that's
your own
right.
feet off or some shit.
See, I'm thinking there might be some kind of. Maybe an app.
An app based kind of electric valve.
Yeah.
Or maybe just like a pull cable.
Yeah.
Whatever. Something easy.
But I think
easy,
it has to be easy. Yeah. Maybe programmed into their fingertips
Bluetooth.
Or something.
Bluetooth.
Yeah. A watch. Just keep the fucking iPhone. I mean, we're just going to get them embedded eventually.
Neuralink. Neuralink from Elon Musk.
Is there a parallel with how you build companies in that story?
I hope not.
You just put the chip in the brain, connect it to the...
Got it.
The valve.
And then give us the app, and we can control these people. I think we just invented green warfare. Where we are recycling bullets and giving these soldiers the power to sort of, shoot forward or shoot backwards. This is like a double barrel recycling green gun.
Two-prong offensive.
And we get the apps. Like I'm saying, like we're the Pentagon, right? So we're controlling these soldiers with an app.
So we're building our own army? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, I bet we can get some volunteers for that.
They're so ridiculous. They'll take like a selfie in the mirror and be like, keep your friends closer, enemies closer.
Or maybe some at-risk or disadvantaged youths. Bonk on the head, tube through the mouth.
Nope.
Poke out the belly button.
They've been through enough.
Good point.
Here's the thing. We got to find. There's
abusive
some
dads.
Ooh,
we
now we're talking.
Bonk them on the head.
See, now
turn
we're talking.
Turn them into our soldiers.
The people.
Everybody's happy.
Child molesters.
Yeah, bingo.
Like the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
This is it. We shove this double barrel gun.
They get
gun.
Killed. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Oh, my God. In fact, we're encouraging it.
And if they live, maybe. No, they don't go free. Never mind. They're creeps.
No. This is basically.
Maybe the murderers we could let free, but not the pedophiles.
We can shove this gun up your ass?
There was a manner of execution in which the executioner would jam his hand so far up your anus and he could pull your heart out.
They never did that.
Mm.
That's some medieval shit. Is that what they mean when they go medieval on your ass?
I guess.
They go medieval up your
ass.
Can
you imagine the pain? in both your heart, your stomach, your asshole, all at the same time, having someone's hand pushed through you.
Could I go through all the abdominal viscera? And I thought,
now, you brought this up, so let the record reflect.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it.
No, fuck you, because I am now deeply interested in this. Because first of all, I feel like in Mortal Kombat, that was one of the ways in which you can end the game, right?
Finish rectum him. Punching somebody and pulling their heart out?
Yeah. Yeah, not I think Sub-Zero did that.
Finish him.
Finish him off. Yeah, finish him off. What are you doing? I said finish him off. Not
but I think it was in the chest. Oh,
could have been the chest.
Probably not
but
the
I think
anus.
It might have been a woman's chest.
Oh.
See? Well, very now. Sexist game. But was that ever... Like women in the medieval, did that ever happen? I know there's the guillotine.
I have no idea. See, so they came up with a lot of weird shit.
That would be a very
people.
Long arm.
It'd be a very, very painful experience.
And by the way, may I say, whoever did that, that's a pretty good punch, one. And two, to like be able to fucking navigate all the shit inside. Like,
oh, I bet from he's the got some kind of iron glove that just shreds right through you.
Oh, see, I thought he was going more swift and navigates his way through.
He's like ninja-ing through your fucking
lower
intestines.
Yeah, go easy. Like, make it enjoyable for the first 2 or 3 feet.
Aren't your intestines like 38 miles long? There's no way you'd be able to navigate through
that's
that
That's why I
shit.
Said he had a long arm.
Even with a like, Google... Even see, with Google Maps.
Instead of going through the intestine, I thought he'd kind of go, like, weave over like them and then get to the heart.
I think
heart.
It's just a blast straight through.
Oh, man. Now, see, that would hurt.
It goes in the tip of your penis.
All right, now this is making me uncomfortable physically. My butthole. It hurts.
Him, thumbs up and smiling.
I think that has to have been done in some, like, Marvel comic.
The anus punch heart pull?
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it's in any comic, but there's not a whole lot of anuses in mainline society. Like, we may be higher up in the anus chart than most other, and we're just a couple of dudes talking about anuses.
Oh, yeah, on the anus chart, we score an A.
Well, except for some kind of maybe weird butt sex clubs or something. Those things exist. I don't know, but it's...
I think they do exist. I'm not going to tell you how I think. I know. I'm not going to tell you the address or what time they meet, okay? But I think they exist.
Thursday nights, 2 a.m.
At the Pickle Park?
Yeah, yep.
Down on Highway 99.
Yep. Rashad, what you doing out?
We just came to get a sandwich, you know.
Ain't nothing out this late but the devil. And the devil's helper.
Hey, just...
Knock three times, tell him.
Large Marge sent ya.
I don't know how many orgies you've been invited to, but, well, how many? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
I mean, like this week.
5. Yeah, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Look here, son, it's bad enough you're planning to fornicate. I don't compound the crime by lying.
So, I'm slow. My DMs are just, it's a slow week.
Season.
Seriously, I thought, God.
It's slow season. Everybody's got so many chores to do for, you know, now the weather's clearing up.
It's cold. People are making chicken soup, just choosing other things. You know, so, well, I've turned them all down. You know, I'm just busy.
I still go to the ones with buffets, but if they don't have a buffet, I'm not going to bother.
Right, food, yeah. Got to have food, drinks.
Sharon.
Towels. And Peacock.
Yes.
Which is an unfortunate name, by the way.
Peacock?
Very unfortunate.
Yeah.
How do you get pee and cock? In the same word? How come that fucking word ain't canceled?
There's a doctor, I remember when I lived in Los Angeles, there was a dentist named Beauchamp, but the way the sign looked, it looked like it said Beef Champ. I was like, what a name.
Beef Champ.
That dude's a Beef Champ.
Dude.
Uh-huh. You know, I wouldn't go to Dr. Beef Champ if I was a woman.
That was his nickname at dental school.
Right? Hey, Beef Champ, what's up? Crush your pussy. Gross fucking frat boy bullshit.
You see him out in the real world, you act like you don't know him. Welcome to my world.
You're the one who brought up med school, and that's how I picture med school. Sex with cadavers and whatnot.
Do you think that's what happens in med school? You think they're fucking
what else
the
they
cadavers?
Doing them cadavers?
They're not fucking the cadavers. Don't put that on them.
You never know.
He is a homeless man. His name is Terry.
Male gynecologists, though. Everybody who chose that field had to have gone in as a joke, right?
I went to the gynecologist this week, and he said that everything looks good. Really good.
And then just kind of got stuck going
yeah,
around.
Know.
You know what I mean? They went, oh, dude, I bet you couldn't, like...
Or they were, like, the tier 2, And like all the all the good schools are full. Neurosurgeon is full. You know, cardiac surgeon is full. And they just land on, the highest one they get is OBGYN.
Are you suggesting the vaginal region is a tier 2 medical issue, Ryan?
I am absolutely not saying anything about the bathing suit area of a woman is tier 2.
Oh, that's a complicated tier 1 area, 100%.
You're the one that said the people who work on that area are a joke.
No. I said they may have entered medical school.
What I'm doing, I am legitimizing their reasons for entering
by suggesting that they're dumber.
No, that they just quite didn't make the neurosurgery cut or the cardiac surgery cut or whatever. You know, you're not going to be a, you know, general practitioner. You know, you're still going to be up there.
Right.
You know, you're.
Yeah, on the doctor scale. General practitioner. You've got a cold, you've got the flu, cold, flu, cold, flu.
Right.
You know,
they're basically a step above a dentist.
Right.
I'm just kidding. They're a million steps above a dentist.
Every dentist is a nagging asshole who loves nothing but inflicting misery and pain.
But, you know, OBGYN is still up there. It's tier 2 out of like 10.
What I think I'm hearing is probably tier 1 is brain.
Well,
tier 2, no?
Anything
testicles?
Neuro... related, anything, you know, okay. Nervous system is pretty dicey.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be tier 111, right? Like the highest, I think. And then maybe heart, lungs, you know, internals.
Yeah,
internals.
I agree. Heart's important.
Those,
I think brain
all,
and heart.
You know what, all of them. And then maybe
vagina.
You move down to OBGYN.
Yeah.
EMT, ENT.
ENTs. That's like
podiatrists, proctologists, urologists.
ENT sounds like a medical school boy band.
Yeah, well. What?
Just dancing around in lab coats, making TikToks and shit. Fucking ENT.
Okay.
But they're little stethoscopes.
But, you know, those doctors, those are all tier 3.
Okay. Podiatrist, is that
podiatrist,
bottom?
Proctologist, urologist, I just went through them all.
Yeah.
You can listen to this later, you'll get them all.
Yeah.
But yes.
But so, that's at the bottom. The bottom is the bottom. It just kind of goes from body part, right? Head doctors down to feet doctors in terms of tiers, right? It's a hierarchy.
No, in terms of like, you got to really know your shit.
But think about it.
And that one's not just for the proctologists.
We're just going to keep going until I laugh. So.
Think about it, though. Imagine, like, our body is just like a stack of poker chips. You're standing on your feet, right? We can pretty much survive up until the last, like, 2 or 3 poker chips. So, like, you know, if we start losing body parts from the bottom up, right? Whoosh, 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 poker chip goes, whoosh, whoosh, right? Now you lost your feet, maybe. You're still good. Peg legs, like there's lots of options. Those fucking cool running, those glide things, those look badass, right? A couple, you know, take your knees
you
out.
You would bleed out in minutes.
No. I'm suggesting if we cauterize, I'm just saying like the human body could take a lot of shit, right? Pretty soon, like even the ball's gone. Like you get all the way up to torso, you're still fucking good.
No, I understand what you're doing.
Wait, hold on. I'm only halfway there. I got to paint the picture because I saw this fucking guy at a Spartan race. He had no lower half. He fucking ran up the whole goddamn hill faster than me on his arms and like a leather satchel for his torso.
Right.
So what I'm saying is human body can take a lot. So right, even you lose your hands, basically you got your head left, and you could still probably say this. You could probably still put me right here on this couch, and I'd have the podcast.
Heed, move.
So my point is, if you're a doctor. All that shit from the toes on up is easier than the head.
I don't know.
Because you can live without all that shit.
Easy. Because the body is made of systems layered on top of each other. So you got like the nervous system, which stretches throughout the entire body, and the cardiovascular system, which stretches through, and the skeletal muscular system that stretches throughout the whole body. So the things that involve a neurologist. Are every bit as much in the feet as they are in the hands, the neck, the head, the back. So I'm gonna have to tell you, you're wrong.
You're saying my brain is connected to my toes?
Yeah. Well, you can move your fucking toe, can't you?
Egregious examples of my stupid liberal teacher.
Why does that suddenly make sense to me? All these years, I never thought I needed my toes and my brain I didn't know there was a connection there.
See?
See, what I thought, this is how different we are. Because when you say it like that, and I could send a message to my toe saying, wiggle, 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 like that makes sense to me. But in my mind, I'm trying to get my fucking toe to connect to my brain. I'm trying to wiggle my toes like, come on, there's no fucking little fuzzy feeling. There's no, like, my toes ain't talking to my brain. See, I go backwards.
You're trying to plug it in the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like tickling my toes like, no, I don't feel it in my brain. But they have these fucking massage parlors. They touch your feet. You feel it in your brain.
Well, yeah, that happens.
Footology. Foot reflexology.
Some tattoos, I get pains in other parts of my body. It's really weird. It's like, ow!
Little boy, have you been having unprotected anal sex?
Do you think you enjoy the pain of tattoos? Low-key.
At first, it's not so bad. After a while, it's all the wiping. It's all the wiping with the fucking paper towels, you know, to wipe the blood off. And it's just, after a while, you just get rubbed raw, you know what I mean? And my guy's a digger, too, so it's just already raw.
Why do you wipe the blood off?
Infected with HIV.
What? HIV?
It bleeds faster than he can tattoo.
Okay.
Little boy, are you sure you haven't taken it up the hoo-hoo just once or twice?
All right. Look.
I'm a gusher.
Let me help out the tattoo industry. They didn't ask, but I'm going to bless them with a fucking awesome invention. You need a...
Oh, boy.
You need a windshield wiper on your tattoo gun.
Oh. Wipe the blood and ink off.
Like, it can just be fucking moving fast, like when there's serious rain, like number six or whatever. Right?
I think I invented something the world needs.
What about a dental assistant with a little...
Yes. Oh.
Sucker back.
Topless?
Well, I wouldn't imagine it any other way.
Right. Gotta be. If it's a tattoo parlor, not at the dentist.
So she's got the... sucker that instantly gets sucked to your cheek.
Dude,
remember that?
Those.
And it was embarrassing as shit. And then she would pretend like it's your fault.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you've got the stainless steel hose in my fucking mouth. I can't see what the fuck's going on. And there are jack stands in there ripping my face apart. This is my fault? Yeah, fuck, I got a tongue and cheeks. Screw you. Right?
Well,
and then she just keeps getting your cheeks and shit. I'm like, fuck, watch where you're going with that goddamn thing.
Can I be honest?
Fuck.
It is a little bit your fault.
How? For having adorable, chubby, pinchable cheeks?
For collecting that level of saliva? She wasn't prepared for that.
I used a little saliva. I'm so sorry.
You're just storing fucking
I'm
snot
under
for the
attack.
Winter and
it's
shit.
It's my body's natural defense to
oh,
protect my mouth.
Oh, the water's coming out. You're fucking gushing. She needs two hoses. That's a lot. It's a lot of spit in there.
God, get Cindy! Get Cindy! We're gonna need more
too
hoses!
Much saliva!
Shot vac! Dying words.
Oh shit. That's funny. Dude, here comes a fucking dentist with
entire dental office drowns in a room full of saliva.
Ryan, when would you like to schedule your next cleaning?
No! But I was just thinking, it's so much better now than when we were kids. Do you remember that pink liquid?
Oh, it's good stuff. The bubblegum shit? The bubblegum fluoride? Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, give me some.
The shit you had to leave in your mouth for like 60 seconds?
Mm.
And it burnt the fuck out of everything?
You didn't get the bubblegum flavor? They didn't flavor yours?
I don't... Dude, there was one that was just like toxic waste, dude. Mm. And it burned so... badly. Then you got the bubblegum one, or the grapefruit one, or the pina colada. Just kidding. They didn't have pina colada. It was the kid's dentist. They just had Michelob.
So, in whose cargo van were you getting dental work?
Well, he'd come around every Thursday when he was done selling ice cream.
Part ice cream man, part dental work, because actually it's fucking smart, right? They gotta work together.
Oh, can I get a missile pup? Here you go. Here's missile pup. Oh, can I get a root canal? Come in.
Well, that'll be $20. $20? We haven't done anything yet. $15.
Yeah. Root canal or missile pop?
He's like, one missile pop, run root canal. And then harvest some organs, throw them in the freezer, and ditch the body out the back.
Well, that's a different... That's the Schwanson guy. He's got the freezers
the
and shit.
Guy. The Schwanson guy? He's got so many guy. Doors. Once he stuffs it's the body weird. In, he just locks it. And it doesn't have to expose
you
it anymore.
You and your fucking keep it fresh. Food for flight shit is putting Schwansons out of business, man. They don't have to deliver these with these trucks anymore.
How is Schwann's still in business?
I don't know. What do they sell? Meatloaf? What comes out of that truck?
Corn dogs, ice cream, meatloaf, frozen fish, whatever.
They were like the OG Uber Foods.
Right, but do you know anybody that's ever had a Schwann's
no.
subscription?
I think they just drive through neighborhoods, and that's how they get paid. I don't think they stop. They just, it's like nostalgia.
Like, I've never been to anybody's house, and like, would you like a Schwann's meatloaf dinner? I'm like, I don't know. Like, would you like some Schwann's vanilla ice cream?
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows a Schwann's. Like,
yeah.
My kids probably would, they have no idea what that is, even is. So how are they still employed? I still see them.
Well, I think perhaps that they are organ transporters.
You know what it is? It's old people who have been using Schwann's since 1956. And now they're too afraid to switch over to DoorDash, HubGrub.
They know
Uber
their driver,
Eats.
Man.
Get to know the old people, man. Because the new old people that are coming are going to be the worst old people we've ever had.
Yeah. That's it. They tip them on Christmas.
Yep. Yeah. Old school. He leaves milk.
That's what it is. Now that dude's my hero. Because he's right. A highlight of the week for those old ladies and men.
Yeah, maybe.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Here's your frozen meatloaf.
Maybe he was a highlight, like when they were 30 and he was 30. But now that, you know, they're 85
and
he's
30.
85. No, because he's been driving the truck the whole time. This
same
poor
dude?
Bastard can barely get out of the truck. This is torture for a Schwanson.
See, I was going the other way with it. You know, like, the cool thing about high school chicks, I get older, they stay the same age. All right, all right.
So you think like some...
I was reversing that one.
So like some really sort of sexy teen boys or 20-year-old boys are trolling grannies in Schwanson trucks?
45. Oh. You know, because these are 80-year-old ladies. You don't want to go too creepy.
So this is like a cougar wagon.
Well, it's like, you know...
With meat on
If
board.
You got yourself put into an old folks' home when you were 60 years old, perfectly able-bodied, you'd be the walker. You, all the ladies would be
yeah.
after you.
Yeah. I do handstands Period. On those walkers.
See?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Good to see you.
Yes.
That was really good.
You know what I mean? And they'd be like, oh, look, you can stand up. You'd be a hit. So...
So what?
Oh.
So what?
I'm just saying.
So what? You don't know. You don't know.
I totally forgot.
I'm laughing because I'm like, this motherfucker, he's losing it. I can tell he's forgetting what he started. Oh, shit. And then while you were, I could tell that you were forgetting. Like, I watched your eyes start to slowly forget. That's why I stopped. Like, what did I not? Anyway, so I don't have an answer to go back to that original story, but it sounded like it was a good one. We're talking about teens trolling grannies in Schwanson trucks.
You're so beautiful. Like,
thank you. That's really sweet.
Would you, like, want to grab a puff bar on Tuesday sometime? Or?
Right, yeah. Delivering the Schwann's, not Schwanson, Schwann's.
Schwann's. See, you Schwann's know a lot about this company. Name. You sure don't get their steaks?
S-C-H-W-A-N-N apostrophe S.
Maybe we should get a sponsorship from them. They can drop off a steak, a $20 check.
It'd be amazing if it slowly one day you just realize now it says Schlongs and the dude's coming out zipping up his pants all the time. He's just going in banging these old ladies now.
We got to rebrand this whole fucking company.
Schlongs.
Schwann's dead. Schlongs.
The driver can only make 3 house calls a day, maybe 4. Depends on how good he is.
Yeah.
Or wow. her.
Or her.
I want to be a straight-up gigolo. That's what I'm talking about. I want to be like one of you. I grew up with many brothers, and like I watched them f*** their girlfriends through a keyhole.
We don't discriminate.
Women have potential to make a lot more money in this industry.
It's the one industry where actually women do dominate and make more.
Unfortunately, it's the same industry they've always dominated, and it's a terrible
one. It's not
one,
fair.
So,
yeah. I've been trying to break into that industry, and I just can't. It's hard.
It is hard.
Rock hard.
Poor Sambo.
I gotta break some glass ceilings. Some ass ceilings.
You think you're pretty clever with that one, don't you? Pretty proud of yourself.
So, if you break through in a corporate setting, you break through the glass ceiling. But if you break through in a porn setting, you break the ass ceiling. Is that accurate?
That sounds right.
I think I read that in a book. There's ass ceilings and glass ceilings, depending on the industry. So be careful. Don't get them confused.
That's right.
I'm teaching poetry again this semester, and I'm like relearning the craft. Even though I've taught it for 20 years, I always feel like I'm relearning when I teach. So I'm reading all about how writing connects to the mind, and I've known all this stuff, but I'm just like, God, I've been out of the fucking game for 2 years. So I'm reading all of this shit about how writing just is so generative, like the ideas come. So we have to write to get better at this. Right? Like, I'm convinced that, plus the whole meditative sort of aspects, you'll be more centered, more gratitude, all that shit.
In seventh grade, I wrote a book report for a book I had read. It was All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I wrote a book report for that. And my teacher, her name was Gloria Fernandez, she loved it. Loved it. So then in eighth grade, I sound like I was in eighth grade. Say,
you just hit puberty,
right?
Okay.
There's hair on my balls.
Yeah, nice.
In eighth grade, I got Miss Fernandez again.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very good at nurturing creative writing, and that's what a lot of her work was. And then she recommended me for a creative writing track or an elevated English track or something in high school. And then in junior year, that landed me in creative writing, which was the highest writing class they had, with Mr. Davijon.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and Mr. Davijon was a pretty rad guy, but God help you, put one little mark outside those margins.
Oh.
That whole thing was getting ripped in half.
49% because your dad ran into my car in the parking lot. And Ryan, out! Fudge calls.
See, I thought this was going to lead up to a story of you telling or writing a story that just like blew their minds. Did you blow their minds? Were you like the creative writing kid who just
there was no wonder story like that. That was about the time when I started putting any real effort, and I stopped putting any real effort into anything except partying. Mm. So that was the downfall there.
Here's my proposal, Ryan. I think we need to get rid of English class and we need to have writing class. Stop calling it English.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
It should be writing class. Yeah. And these fucking students should be writing, and some of the earliest prompts should just be, how are
you? You know what? Why don't you come up and teach the class, man? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Writing is so generative, so the more we give ourselves assignments, or the more you just give your own assignment. Like, I wrote for like 2 days now in a row, and I just feel it's like working out. It really is. It's like a little bit of a workout, an adrenaline rush. I got some shit out, or I wrote something kind of clever, and I feel good about that.
But now, through hard work, determination, perseverance, never backing down, not stopping, remaining focused, never veering off track, not looking over my shoulder, never dying.
I know, for anybody who is listening, we've been teasing a Burn and Rave After Hours for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like it's probably going to happen.
No! God, please, no! No!
Not After Hours, but we are probably most likely going to start, have a second show on the Thursdays in between we don't have Burn and Raves. The Thursdays in between Burn and Raves. It'll still be Burn and Rave, but it'll be a completely different show.
Well, Ryan, as you recall, you, me, and Joe, the Burn and Rave podcast team, yep, met with Lauren, the owner of Lo-Fi Labs, and we've agreed to coordinate a monthly writing series.
Don't be a smartass.
What?
Get to the point. What are we doing right now? I'm trying to explain in front of my face still.
I'm explaining to the people what we're going to do at Lo-Fi. By explaining it to you, I'm explaining it to them.
Oh. That approach.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you tell
me? Really like to beat things to death, don't you?
You see what I'm saying? You got to think, partner. You don't want to...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, people got to know what we're doing.
But it's like full information. Like, anyway.
How are people supposed to attend something? All right,
what's it called? Lo-Fi Lounge?
It's Lo-Fi Labs.
Labs.
The Cocktail Lounge, downtown.
Yes. J Street. Yes.
Today we're going to be getting drunk in the name of science.
With very fancy drinks.
Fancy.
Apparently. So, we're putting up a bulletin board in said bar with a theme
on said board for said writing competition. So what we're going to do is put up a theme and a few guidelines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And while you're there enjoying your delicious beverages,
mm-hmm.
you can use the provided notes and pencils
mm-hmm.
to participate in this writing competition. This month happens to be... Sam?
Well, we are focusing on XXX haiku and or adult-themed haiku. Haiku, as you know, is a Japanese form, 5-7-5 syllable, usually a 14-syllable poem. So you'll be able to partake in this writing extravaganza, write your haiku on the board, and we will meet on 4/20, Wednesday night, for a reading of said haiku. We'll have a little haiku battle, and we'll have a little open mic, and other poets can read.
So we may read some off, we'll read some off of the board and things.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
also bring some, like you can write some on your own time, but keep some secret. Some of the ones, some of your better ones, keep them on your own and then bring them on 4/20.
Yeah.
And you can read them or have us read them for you.
Yeah.
If you'd like, anonymously, or we can name you either way.
Yeah.
So the really good ones, hold on to those until 4, and bring them on 4/20.
Surprise us.
Yes, because if you think you're really good, you can battle somebody.
Yes.
So
we yeah, you a lot can of bring your A haiku. You mm-hmm. can put your B haiku on the board.
For other
bring your A
for
haiku
people.
For right. the competition, and yeah, maybe we can offer. Maybe we'll agree to buy somebody a drink if they win.
There you go.
Between the two of us, we can afford like a
maybe. It's a pretty fancy place. Maybe a
water,
a little one.
Ice.
Water on ice. Water on the rocks.
Water on the rocks, if you win.
And 4/20 at the bar, live, we will announce then the theme for the following month.
Ooh, we're not giving it away now?
No.
Well, we better write it down. I already forgot. So we're going to have a monthly writing theme. People can write on the board, and then we'll celebrate what came up during that month on one Wednesday evening per month. Joe's gonna DJ.
Oh, I think we're gonna read some on the show too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. So I guess we should put a little notice on the board that some of these haiku.
Wait, what is this commercial for? Because we've been talking for like 5 minutes. Is this
well, Instagram? I'll edit.
Okay. All right, good.
We'll do some cuts. The cuts will be lo-fi poetry.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it promises to be a fantastic time with fantastic drinks
yeah.
and fantastic folks.
Yep.
Right?
Creative.
And good atmosphere. It's a really nice place.
Oh, what are we calling it, remember?
The Illiterists.
Ah, The Illiterists, a monthly writing series and reading at Lo-Fi Labs hosted by Burn and Rave.
So, please come down and join us.
Join
because
us.
Because... it's got to be fucking hilarious.
It's going to be bomb. Pop into Lo-Fi all month in April, write a haiku, and we'll see you on Wednesday night, 4/20, for a little epic haiku battle and an open mic.
And don't forget to tip your bar help.
And Joe. Maybe he'll get a few bucks.
Yeah, you can tip Joe.
Just the tip.
Yeah, we don't fucking pay him. Well, why don't we officially try to
close this bitch out.
Yeah, let's just try to close, say goodnight to everybody. This was a fun one, a wild ride.
That's right. This has been Ryan.
And Sam.
And this has been Burn and Rave.
And thank you, Joe Zimmer, for doing sound and whatnot. And email us at burnandravepodcast@gmail.com, and we will respond with a dick pic.
Bye-bye, dickhead.
No, just kidding.
Just kidding. That's just for the DMs.
Yeah.
Not the emails.
Right. Good night.
Good night.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light.